Parshas Mishpatim, Chof Gimel Yud Tes. Reishis Bikurei Ad Moscho, Tobi Beis Hashem Alekecha. Loi Savashel Gedi Bachalei Himoi. You must not cook a Gedi Bachalei Himoi. Which is, of course, the Issa, the Makoyer of the Issa of Bas Bacholov in the Torah. It's not the only place it's mentioned. It's mentioned in three places. But this is the first time it gets a mention. It's also mentioned in Parshas Kisisa. It's also mentioned in Parshas
Re'eh.
Yeah. Well, Valkyr might know, but he was in the middle of his coffee. Just Cholov, no boss, I hope. Three times in the Torah, Leis Vashel Gedi Bachalev Imoi. Now, every word in that Pasuk is problematic. Firstly, why is it only Gedi? It's all Basar. Why is it Chalev Imoi? The milk of its mother, it's the milk of any animal. So the Gemara discusses, all of the words have different droshas. Chalev Imoi, it's tell you a halacha. Gedi, it's tell you a halacha. But of course, probably the most problematic word in the Pasuk is the word Le Savasha. Don't cook. What happened to the eating? There's an Issa Deraisa to eat as well, isn't there? So the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kuf Tez Vov on base, number 2 on the sheets, Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Tana, Le Savashel Gedi Bachalev Imoi, Gimel Pa'omim. It says the Issa of Bas Bacholov in a Torah 3 times. Echor le'issa achila, ve'echor le'issa hano, ve'echor le'issa bishul. This is the rare case in the Torah that ma'acholos asuros, something which is forbidden to eat, is also, in fact, also to cook in the first place. It's also. It's also asa b'hano. Now issa hano, that's not the first time in the Torah. Kilai kerem. There's other ma'acholos asuros which are asa b'hano. Some macholos asuros are not asa b'hano. You're not allowed to eat nevela, but you're allowed to have hano. Mefurash pasuk in the Torah. You can give it to a goy. You can sell it. You can make profit. But basa b'cholov is not only asa b'achila. It's asa b'bishul. It's also asa b'hano. It's, by the way, very interesting. There's a yalkut, a medrash that says that lois vashel gedi b'chalev imoy is written 3 times in the Torah. Keneged. The 3 times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Klal Yisrael. There's 3 times in the Torah. In this week's Sedra, Parshas Mishpatim, there's a bris. In Kisavoy, at the end of the Torah, 3 times there's a bris with Klal Yisrael. And the Yalkut says the 3 times of Bas B'Cholov are keneged the 3 brisin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael. So it certainly seems to be that Bas B'Cholov is a very important mitzvah. I saw the Netziv explains a very simple chat. Because Chazal tell us that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to take the Torah, the Malachim said, no, we want to have it. We want to have the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't, because you ate Bas B'Cholov at Avraham Avinu's house. You ate Bas B'Cholov, you can't be Makabal the Torah. Which, by the way, the Beis Halevi and others say, that's one of the Makoyos, one of the reasons why we have Cholov on Shavuos. Why do we drink Cholov on Shavuos? Because we know we have to eat Basa, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, boss of a yayin. So if there's also a halacha that dictates that we eat cholov, we will go out of our way to be careful in the halachas of boss of a cholov, which is the whole reason why we are deserving of the Torah over and above. The Malachim, had they only kept boss of a cholov, they might well have got the Torah. At least that's the way the Medrash says. So then the Netziv says, that's what it means. 3 times boss of a cholov in the Torah, keneged, 3 brisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael. I also found an amazing thing. My French isn't what it should be, but I think Angleterre is the French for English. For England.
England.
In Abar Banel a la Torah, he suggests that apparently what used to be, and I found this in other Rishonim as well, but he's the most marich, that the shepherds used to get together at different times of the year when the crop would be ready for harvest or gathering in. They would make a whole party for the Avodah Zarah. He says, ubefrat ba'Angleterre. I deny all knowledge of this. He says, they used to do this in England, make a whole suda for the Bas B'Cholov, and they used to, for the Avodah Zarah, and they used to eat Bas B'Cholov. Which he notes, by the way, that's why Bas B'Cholov is always mentioned together with the Ktsira and the Yomim Tovim and the Zmanim. Reish is bikurei ad mascha, tovi beis Hashem alekecho. Bring your bikurim, leis sevashel gadi b'chalevim. What have the two got to do with each other? He says, because it was at those times of the year they used to make their parties for Avodah Zorah, and they used to celebrate over Bosa v'chalot.
Shosh parim b'shana. They do also.
Right, so their shalosh.
No, they do these parties 3 times a year?
That's what he claims. That's what he claims. 3 times a year. And therefore, he says, that's why it always goes together with the Mayadim.
Mayadim,
right. So everybody knows. So he says, therefore, the whole mitzvah of keeping Bas V'Cholov is in fact to show that we're doing the opposite of Avodah Zarah. That's what Bas V'Cholov is all about. Bas V'Cholov itself essentially was a food designed or celebrated with for the purposes of Avodah Zarah. By not having the two together, we show our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to Avodah Zarah. That's what he says. So I was thinking, according to that, then it's definitely very good, the Medrash. And the Medrash says that the 3 times of Bas V'Cholov are connected, the 3 brisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael, according to that Barbanel, it's very posh, of course, because the whole idea of Bas V'Cholov is to show the contact and the kesher that we have with the Rabbeinu Shleilam, as opposed to the Avodah Zarah. Okay, but that's what it says. 3 times in the Torah, and we learn over here 3 different Isurim. There's a Targum Yoinasim. It's not in this week's Sedra. I didn't print it on the sheets. It's in Pashas Re'e. The Targum Yoinasim, I'll read it out as loud. He says as follows. Les atun rasho'in lemevashla. You are not allowed to cook. Kol shekein lemechol. Even more so, you're not allowed to eat. Bosa b'cholav tarvayu ma'arvin kachada. Bosa b'cholav, which are mixed together, you may not cook, and kol shekein, you may not eat. What does this kol shekein mean? In fact, it's a mefurash Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, number 4 on the sheets. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. He says in the middle, he says, V'shosak me'isa achilas bosa b'cholov. The Torah was silent. There is no mention in the Torah explicitly about eating bosa b'cholov. It only talks about cooking. Lefi she'osa b'feirush afilu bishuloi. That's what the Rambam means, l'chayah. The Rambam is saying the Torah didn't need now to go and tell you that there's an issa to eat bosa b'cholov, because the Torah even asked it for bishul. It sounds like from the Rambam, you have to know how this fits in with the Gemara, but it sounds like from the Rambam, if you would ask the Rambam, and certainly the Targum, what's the source of the issa achila of bosa b'cholov in the Torah? The answer is, if it says lo sevashel, then that inherently means don't cook, and kal v'chomer don't eat. We have to understand what the kal v'chomer is, but that's what the Targum is saying. The Targum didn't say, like the Gemara says, it says it 3 times, so 3 psukim is 3 yisurim. He didn't say that. He says it's inherent in the first pasuk. Lois vashel v'kol shekein lois seichel. That's Mavur and the Rambam as well. The big kasha is, firstly, what is this kol shekein? But more difficult is, we have a famous principle, ein einshin min hadin. You can learn an issa mikoyach kal v'chomer. If this is asa, certainly something else is asa, but you can't get malchus for it. Ein einshin min hadin. In order to get a punishment, it has to be specific and explicit in the Torah. So the Kesef Mishra says, I don't understand. If the whole source of the issa achilas bos v'cholov is just derived from a kal v'chomer, if the Torah doesn't allow you to cook, obviously kal v'chomer not allowed to eat. Fine, so there'll be an issa deraisa to eat. But the halacha is, the Rambam passes, you get malchus if you eat bosa b'cholov. How can you get malchus? Ein einshin min hadin. In order to get a punishment, the lav has to be explicit. So how can it be? Over here it's not explicit. Says the Kesef Mishnah, and this will really explain to us what the kal v'chomer is. Number 5 on the sheet, it's 1 line. And this 1 line is really what I want to discuss today, Barichas. Says the Kesef Mishnah, number 5. Inami, the mashma, Sheloy osra toira levashel elo kedei sheloy yovoy lecho. Kedei sheloy yovoy lecho. The Kesef Mishnah is telling us a tremendous chiddush. That the whole reason why the Torah forbids cooking of bosa b'cholov is in order to prevent you eating it. It's a gzeira so that you must not come to eat it. So here we don't have the problem of Ein Einshin Min Adin. Ein Einshin Min Adin only applies if you have halacha number one, and you can extrapolate from that halacha number two. I say, well, I'm sorry, it might be very logical, but it's not explicit, so you can't get Malkus. Over here, the Kesef Mishnah is saying it's more than just a Kal V'Chaymer. The whole idea, the whole Issa of Bishul Basu B'Cholov is just that you should not come to eat it.
You can, for example, eat a salami and cheese sandwich.
Yeah, that's not Bishul.
It's not Bishul.
100%. No. Has to be Derech Bishul Ostrater. Minatayr, if you eat a cold cheeseburger, it's Mutal Achatchil.
That's a drabanan.
Osmid Rabbanan. Kol absolutely mutter. I don't recommend it. It's Osmid Rabbanan, but 100% mutter minatayr. No, but you have to know. Chayis, b'shas atchak, b'shas atzeirach. For refuah, sometimes the boss of Chol of Shaila can come up, so we have to know. It's only if it's derech bishul, is it forbidden min hatayr. So the Kesef Mishnah is telling us an unbelievable chiddush. Now, at first glance, this Kesef Mishnah sounds very strange. What is he telling us? That when the Torah says, don't cook, what it means is, don't cook, k'day shelo yovei lechol, in order that you should... That sounds very Drabonon-like. It's a gzeira. Where do we find a gzeira in the Torah? So, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Lekach Tov, or in his one of his many Sforim, counts 17 places, Berev Ga'inusai, that you see in the Torah, there's a musig of a gzeira. And he quotes this one. This is one of the Makairas. This is one of his many 17 Makairas that you see that the Torah sometimes forbids something as a gzeira or to something else. He quotes other examples, probably the most famous, and Mesillas Yesharim actually talks about this, and Mesillas Yesharim says this is Mefurish, the Makair, how Chazal knew that they can make gzeiras. He says from the Nozir. A Nozir is not allowed to drink wine. Says the Torah, Micharzonim va'adzog, don't even have the peels and the pips of the grapes. Why? That's not wine. Says in the Siddur Sharm and others, the Torah is making a gzera otu yayin. What about Baliroya?
But there it's mentioned wine of first. It's not gzera otu yayin, and we learn from there.
Yeah. And he's just looking for a makayr, the etzem thing you can have a gzera minatera. Avada, this is a much bigger chiddush, because achil is not mentioned at all. Faket, we just mentioned a gzera, and we've got to work out on our own volition from there how we get to the issa. But Baliroya on Pesach. First run in Psachim says very famously, why is there an Issa d'Oraisa? You must not have chametz in your Roshus on Pesach. Well, why? I'm not eating it. Says the run, Gzeira shall I give a lot of it. It shouldn't come to eat it. What do you mean Gzeira? Balira is an Issa d'Oraisa, it's not a Drabonon. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, there you have it. Another Makor that the Torah sometimes makes Gzeiras. And the third very famous example is the Issa of Yichud. Yichud, we paskin in some cases, and Issa d'Oraisa. What's the Issa? You haven't done anything wrong, you're just in a house together. Teretz is, yeah, because we're worried. What will that lead to? That will lead to a Biasura. So Rabbi Yosef Engel is not at all worried about this. He says, to the contrary, you find it in 17 places, and this is one of his prime examples, that the Torah makes gzeiras. So to over here, don't cook Basu B'Cholav. Why? Because we're worried. If you cook it, you'll eat it. So what's really the main Issa? The main issa is the achila. The Torah forbids also don't cook because you might come to eat. Now, there is a very famous shaila, I think I've mentioned it here in the past, from the Chabina Rav. The Chabina Rav, the great Gaon, Shailut B'chala Torah, he lived in Eretz Yisrael after the war. He has a tshuva about the following very interesting shaila. There was a chocolate produced and was being sold on the market, and there was a chashash of basa b'cholov in this chocolate. It was a milky chocolate, no question about it. And there arose a chashash that there was a suspicion there might have a meat content in the chocolate.
Blizz.
Yeah. But it's also Issa. So the question was, they asked the manufacturers, well, could you please tell us what are the contents? We want to know, as Jews, can we eat the chocolate? And they refused to divulge the details of the chocolate. So somebody came up with an experiment. He said, if you take this to a laboratory, we'll cook up the chocolate, and based on different readings during the cooking, we'll be able to prove conclusively whether it has a meat content or not. So they wrote to the Tribune of, saying, 1 second, are we allowed to do this? If we cook it up, and it turns out that it does have basa in it, we've just cooked basa b'cholov. Is it the right subject?
Give it to a guy to do. Give it to a goy to cook up for you.
The goy in the lab is going to be doing it.
Okay.
Boston is Solomon Ayan.
I'm not sure that's going to help anyway, because to give it to a goy will be an issa as well. Sorry, Amir Lakum. Amir Lakum, you're not allowed to ask a goy to do an aveira for you. He's doing it for you, he's not doing it for himself, he's doing it for you. Amir Lakum, we pass him, this is the raisa. Even Bashar Abi. Yeah, that's why they're worried. They need to know whether it's got Boston Bechalo. So wouldn't
the
be an
issa will be if it is meat, right?
And Echanami, it's a suffix.
But then if I can eat it, it's meat.
Oh, one second. Said that should be in a row. So the truth is, there are issues, there are other issues, which I don't want to get into today, of ein bishul, acha bishul. Just like on Shabbos, we know if something's already cooked, there's no issa to re-cook it. There is a big discussion whether that is or isn't true in Bas V'Cholav as well. If I've already cooked Bas V'Cholav and I re-cook it, is that a problem? So you might say, well, listen here, on Shabbos that's not considered cooking. You can't cook something which is already cooked. So too, what's the problem? This chocolate has already been produced. So you're going to cook it up. Worst comes to worst, you'll find boso in it, but it's already been cooked. Some follow that path. Said that should be in a row. According to the Kesef Mishnah, it's not a problem. The Kesef Mishnah said there's no issa inherently in cooking boso chalav. The issa is as a protection, don't come to eat it. If you cook up this chocolate and it turns out that there's bosa in it, you won't eat it. You'll make sure that you jolly well don't eat it. Therefore, there's never a bishul which is facilitating an achila. To the contrary, the bishul is kedei that I should not eat it if it has a bosa b'chol content. So the Shabina Rav, with other tzirufim, based his psak very much on this Kesef Mishnah, and he told him he can go ahead in the laboratory and cook it up. Worst scenario is we'll have bosa in it, but that was never a bishul kedei lechol. That's not a cooking kedei to eat. Faket, that's a bishul kedei to avoid eating.
But don't we have what's from the basic pasuk that there's an issa deraisa to cook even if you do nothing with it?
Ah, that's the chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. You see in the Rambam Mishnah. The Rambam says, it doesn't say anywhere there's an issa achila. Says the Rambam, yeah, it's a kol shekein. Says the Kesef Mishnah, very nice, kol shekein, kavochein, ein shin min adin. She says, no, the Torah only asked a bishul kedei lechol. That's the only reason the Torah asked a bishul. You're right, it's a gevaldige chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. It's almost giving time of the crop. If I would have looked at this pasuk until today, I would have said, it says in the Torah, don't cook bas v'chol of period. Why, which, what, where? It says don't cook. End of story. Kesef Mishnah says, no. Don't cook in order to eat. But if you're cooking not in order to eat, then it's not a problem. That's what the Shabina Rav said.
If I cook by animal according to that logic, it'd be kosher.
Oh, Baruch Shekivanta. Baruch Shekivanta. We're going to get to that in a second. Let's have a look at number 14 on the sheets. This is the Tshuva's Hatzvir of Tzvi Pesach Frank. He quotes this Tshuva. Now, I'm not sure if the Nusach of the Shaila came out as clearly as it should have. Al derech ha-shayla mi ma'avdo chimit, a chemical laboratory. Shemaviyim shom minei chocolat la'asois bedika. They've taken a brought a chocolate there to do a test. Im yesh bahem tarib shal basi b'cholov. V'ha-shayla hi, and the question arises, im rashoim la'asois es ha-bedika l'day bishol. Can you or can't you actually do this test to see whether there's basi b'cholov in the chocolate? Im yesh b'zei issa bishol basi b'cholov. So the second paragraph, he says, Ulam, the Sefer Doiviv Mishorim, and the Shabina Rav Sefer, by the way, I'm sure I've mentioned in the past, the Shabina Rav Sefer, which has just now been reprinted, the Grah just got, is a classic work. The Chazanish, somebody came to the Shabina Rav, and they told him, you know, the Chazanish is very, very, very particular. On Pesach, he has no Sforim out at all. He puts all his svarim away. He's worried that maybe he used it during the course of the year, and there's chometz in it. The only svarim, he said, I went to the Chaznish's house on Pesach. The only svarim he had out was a set of chumash and tshuvas doiviv misharim. He had the Shabina Rav's tshuvas. What a chashivas he obviously gives to the sefer. So the Shabina Rav answered back, well, clearly he doesn't use it all year round then. Yeah, I'll call upon him. Says the Shabina Rav, he quotes in Tshuvas Doiviv Misharim, Nishal v'sheila zois. He was asked this question, v'heishiv, and he answered, al pi mashakosav ha-kesef Mishnah. According to what the Kesef Mishnah writes, shehik shashom da'amai loikim al-achilas bas b'cholav ho'ein oin shin min adin. The tirits, And the Kef Mishnah told us, Inami loy os shatir lebashal bas b'cholav elo kdei shelo yovei lecha. Chiddush of the day. That bas b'cholav is only osa to cook if you're doing it to enable on eating. Okay, and if that's the case, hachanami. Kiven shekol kavon nosoi bebedika zu. His sole intention with this test is kdei shelo yikoshel b'is bas b'cholav. There's no problem. You're not cooking kdei to eat it, you're cooking kdei not to eat basi b'cholov. That's the Tribune Rav's very big chiddush based on the psak of the Kesef Mishnah. Now we'll soon see in Mitzvah Hashem that although there are many, many kashas and discussions on basi b'cholov which are also based on this Kesef Mishnah, there is perhaps room, not chas v'shalom to argue, but to debate this psak of the Tribune Rav. There is room to say that even according to the Kesef Mishnah, this case will still be asur. But before we get there, let's have a look. By the way, somebody once asked me that he said that he put plates in a dishwasher. And he didn't realize till afterwards that there were some meaty plates there, and there were some milky plates there, and there was bits of meat and bits of... So besides for the fact that what happens to the plates... Has he been over the issa of Bishul Bas B'cholov? Now, certainly it wasn't done intentionally, and it was B'shoigig, etc., etc., etc. But has he had an aver B'shoigig or Bishul Bas B'cholov?
No intention to eat the lechor or not.
So according to the Kesef Mishnah, there might well be room to say there's no issa. Because this Bishul, not only was it not done B'kavona, so it's at worst a shegig, but it was never a Bishul kedei to eat. He's not trying to cook up Bas B'cholov. I remember somebody came to Kola once, when we were learning Basa B'chalav, he says, oh no, I don't believe it. You know what I just did? He said there was cornflakes in the dustbin, in the garbage, with milk there. And my wife was cooking some chicken and some that we didn't need, so we threw it out. So I dumped it in the garbage. And it landed straight in the cornflakes and milk. Oh, you can belt, it's Bishul Basa B'chalav. So firstly, the shayla is a mistake anyway, because... No, besides for that, much better than that. No, besides for that, you're all much too longish. It's lost the oif. By chicken, there's no issa bishul. There's only issa achila. There's only issa achila. There's only by bossa behemah there's an issa bishul. There's a very famous story. An amazing story. The Chassam Sefer writes that there was a Rav. He doesn't say who the Rav was. There's various speculation about who the Rav was. He doesn't write who it was. He says there was a Rav who was asked the following shayla. They were cooking an enormous vat of milk and a chicken flew in. A live chicken flew in.
Allah shalom.
And the question therefore arose, what do we do now with this milk? So he says, the Rav, whoever it was, paskened, well it's asa, because you've just cooked up bas b'cholov. Not only is bas b'cholov asa to eat, but you can't even give it to a goy anymore. Because basa b'cholov is asa b'hanah. You're not allowed to have any benefit from basa b'cholov, therefore, not only can you not eat it, obviously, but you can't even sell it to a goy. Says the Chassam Sefer.
Giving it away to a goy hanah?
Oh, could be. You have to know. You get tevas hanah, like you see in Truma. Says the Chassam Sefer, he says, look at this. He says, the Rav made a terrible mistake. Because it's basa oif. And by Bosa Oif, there's an Issa Achiva, it's true, but there's no Issa Bishul, and there's no Issa Hanon. But he says, look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Tzadikim and Chachamim. The Psak is still right. Because even if there's no problem with Bosa B'cholov, but the bird was alive. So it's Blias V'Evi Menachai in the Chemo. If you can't give it to a Goy, because a Goy is not allowed to have Evi Menachai.
If these Blias are less than 100 or something.
Oh, yeah, if there's Bittul, Shishim, yeah, 100%. So the Chassam Sefer writes an unbelievable thing. He said, you see our Kodesh Baruch Hu protects Chachamim. He passed in the right psak for completely the wrong reason. He said it was asur to give to a goy because of Bas B'Cholov. That was a mistake.
In professionals all sit together.
The Rabbi's Union. You know, somebody wrote a shayla to the Chassam Sefer. There was a shayla about an aguna. A woman whose husband had disappeared, which of course are the most tragic and most complicated of shaylas. And there was a shayla, my uncle told me this, an uncle who's a big expert in the Chassam Sefer's life, he told me that there was a shayla going around Europe. And nobody could resolve the shayla, nobody could find a heter for this woman. So they wrote a telegram to the Chassam Sefer, He read the Shaila, he sat down, wrote a short Shuva Yetz Mutar no problem. And he told his son, the Ksav Sefer, here, take this and please send it off. The Ksav Sefer went to learn, he came back a couple of hours later and he saw that the letter hadn't been sent. So he asked his son, the Ksav Sefer, why did you not send this? And before the Ksav Sefer could answer, he said, did you not send it because you were worried about the haste in which I wrote this tshuva? The Ksav Sefer says, actually, yes. This shaila is a famous shaila. It's going around Europe, it arrives at your door, you look at the shaila, look! I didn't want to send it, please. Well, maybe you should have a second opinion, maybe you should discuss it, look into it. So the Ksav Sefer told him two things. One of them is why I'm telling the story. The first thing he said is unbelievable. He said, when he learns Shas, when he learned the Gemara, he thought of every possible eventuality that could emerge from every sugya. Therefore, he's already considered this shayla. He's already thought about this shayla. Quoted a pasuk, he says, "Kechitzim beyad hagiboy, kein b'nei hanurim." It's like arrows. Those that came b'nei in the younger years, "Ashrei hagever asher mileis hashvasa." I filled my sheath. Now it just shoots. But then he said an even more incredible thing. He said, "In every generation, Hakadosh Baruch Hu plants a godel hador, where all the biggest shailas come to at the end. That's the last stop. There's nowhere else to turn after that." He said, and you can imagine, he said this Barov Anova, he said, in our generation, that person seems to be me. So it can't be that HaKadosh Baruch would allow me to make a mistake in a psak. Because there's nobody else to take the shaila to after this. Therefore, you don't need to be worried. The shaila is the Gepaskant. Okay. You have to know how it fits in. It's a Rashi, there's a Gemara based on this, etc. The Elam Eshpotim have a Musunim Badin. Okay, not for now. I'll call upon the Eifan. That was the Chassam Sefer story. So the Rav said the wrong psak, but it was the right psak for the wrong reason. So, but in all of these cases, when this fellow threw his chicken into the garbage, besides the fact it's Bosoif, and besides the fact it's Misasik, and besides the fact it's Iri Kinerish, and besides the fact. But if Gumfa Kesef Mishnah, it's possible that it's Mutter. Because he never cooked anything kedei to eat it. He threw it in the garbage kedei to dispose of it. So there can't be an Isra Bishl. Besides that, you're right, it's a Mistasik and Keli Sheni.
How is he cooking? Just throwing it in the garbage?
Yeah, no, it's boiling hot. We know Iri Keli Rishon is Bosa B'Cholov. Kavashim there, perhaps in your kedei Klippov is Bosa B'Cholov. That's called Bishl. On Shabbos, it's Machloikas Rishon, we Paskan, Iri is Mavashal. Dei Reisa, kedei Klippov. But over here, it was never done kedei Lecho. So on our long list of heterim, the Kesef Mishnah will feature prominently. How much do you have to cook of Bosa B'Cholov in order to be over an Issa Deiraisa? Now, we have, for example, in the Torah, an Issa of Kilayim. You're not allowed to eat Kilayim. You're also not allowed to sow Kilayim. What's the shear? How much of Kilayim are you not allowed to sow?
Three.
So, there's a Shaila. But how much are you not allowed to eat of Kilayim? A kazayis, like all macholos asur is a kazayis, but the halacha of how much you're allowed to sow is not a kazayis. And yet many rishonim say that bishul bosa b'cholov is only bishul if you do a kazayis, only if it's a kazayis. Why should that be? Kazayis is always a shir in hilchas achila. Teres is according to the kesef mishnah is hafilu afela. Because the whole Issa Bishul is because you are thereby facilitating Achilas Bosa B'Cholov. So of course the Issa Bishul has to be governed by the Issa Achila. And if the Issa Achila is a Kazayis, and so too this will also be a Kazayis. Many Rishayim hold that the Shear of Bishul is Kemaychel Ben Drusoy. Just like on Shabbos, again for the same reason. If the whole Issa Bishl is that which facilitates the Issa Achila, in turn it makes good sense that the Shir therefore will also be Kamaychel Ben Drusoy. Someone mentioned before, what about if you're throwing it to a behemoth? If you're giving it to an animal, Rabbi Yisuf, you mentioned this. So you are Mechavan to somebody great. You are Mechavan to a Ramoth, nonetheless. Number 8 on the sheets. Yeridea, Pei Zayin Vav. Oiz Kosu says the Ramah. The Ein La Arev Mayim. Shehedichu Behem Kli Bosa Im Mayim Shehedichu Behem Kli Cholov. Velitein Efnei Behema. Da Asurim Behano. He says, you've got water which you cooked up meat. You've got other water which you cooked up milk. Don't now mix those two waters together, boil it up and give it to your animal. Because you're having hana, you've got food for your animal. So the question became, on the Ramah, the Plesi, Rabbi Yonis and Eberschitz, and Rabbi Kiva Eiger, they all asked on this Ramah, why is the Ramah busy with the Issa Hana? Don't mix all these waters together because it's Asa B'Hana. Forget the Issa Hana. You're not allowed to cook them up in the first place. You're cooking up Asa B'Cholov. According to the Kesa Mishnah, it's very good. That's exactly what you're saying before. I'm not cooking it Kedei Lechel. I'm cooking it to give it to my animal. There can't exist an Issa Bishl in that case because I'm not cooking Kedei Lechel. It's half of a fella. Or a similar case in Shulchan Aruch. In Yoyodeya Tzadi Beis, it talks about when one drop of milk landed on a chaticha of bosa. Now, I don't want to get involved in the complications of bosa b'chola, but if you let that drop sit there, the whole chaticha will become osa. And then you'll need shishim keneged the whole chaticha, you'll be stuck. So Shulchan Aruch says, you know what you should do? Be mena'er es hakadeira, mix it all up. Kedei that this drop will never allow to be sitting on this chaticha, and you will have avoided the whole issue. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, how can you do that? You are now being mevashal bosa b'cholov. So what gives you a right to cook it up? See, Achreinim explain again. It's not a problem. The whole reason why I'm mixing up the kedeira is to avoid there being bosa b'cholov. I don't want there to be bosa b'cholov. I'm not facilitating and eating a bosa b'cholov. There can't therefore be an issa bishul. Oh, very good. The kasha of the shach, the kasha of the beis yosef, everybody's kasha monoshach. If there's shishim there, you're not allowed to mivatel issa l'chatchila. Yeah, that's a discussion.
You could argue that's not l'chatchila.
Yeah, right.
What is the chatchila?
Because the milk fell in, you didn't put the milk in.
Okay, but that's also a super shulchan aruch in Siman Tzadi Tes. It says even if it's in, everybody agrees. Even if the issa is already in the tarubas, you can't now be moisif more to be mvatel it. But an issa drabbanon is machlokas mechaberimot. One more case, the Pische Tshuva discusses a very interesting shaili. Have chema, butter, which was cooked in a meaty bowl. Right? Bas b'chalav. You want to take this chema and insert a wick in it and use it for a Hanukkah candle.
Chana.
That's the shayla. So, the whole discussion there is, but there's an issa hana, and then maybe it's not, because it's for a mitzvah, lav lehanes nitnu, a whole discussion with regard to hana. Freg the Eliezuta, what happened to Bishul Bosa B'cholov? Forget this, Anna, you're cooking up Bosa B'cholov now.
The meat that's still remaining in the batter.
Yeah, this batter's got Bosa B'cholov in it. So again, we get into Ein Bishul Acha Bishul Shailas, because it's already been cooked before, that's one approach. But another approach is, again, according to the Kesef Mishnah. When I'm now lighting this candle, I'm not cooking up the butter in order to eat Bosa B'cholov. To the contrary, it's not Shaykh to eat it, because it just burns away. It just dissipates. If it's not possible, there should be an Issa Bosa B'cholov. Okay.
That's Hanach. Besides the discussion, that's Hanach.
The Chabinarov said the Kesef Mishnah is Lahalacha. Others argue, but the Chabinarov said the Kesef Mishnah is Lahalacha, and that's why he was muttered his chocolates. However.
Professor Frank took it Lahalacha.
Yeah, no, but he had other tzirufim. He quotes the David Mishurim, he says, in that chocolate cases. Anyway, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, he had other tzirufim. However, the problem is a Rambam. The Rambam says, we know the famous principle, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. If something's already Osa, it can't now have another Issa landing on it. Says the Rambam, number 7 on the sheets, Macholes Asuris Perek Tes Halochavav. Hamavashal Bosar Mesa.
Which one?
Number 7, middle on the left. Aval Hamavashal Bosar Mesa. Oy Chelev. What's bosom mesa? Meat from an animal that's died, an avela, also the raisa to eat. Or chelev. Chelev is fat, we know. It's also a type of bosom, but it's also to eat. If you cook that up with cholov, loike al bishuloi, you'll get malchus for the cooking, but ve'einoi loike al achilose, but you won't get malchus for eating it. Why won't you get malchus for eating it? Mishum bosa b'cholov. You can't have malchus of bosa b'cholov. She'ein issa bosa b'cholov. chal al issa nevela or issa chelev. This food is already osa to eat, because it's nevela. It's already osa to eat, so it's chelev. You can't eat it even before you mix it up with a cholov. So if you cook it up with a cholov, fine. You've been over an issa deraisa of cooking up bosa b'cholov, but you can't get malchus for the eating.
You have only one set of malchus.
You have one set of malchus. That's you cooked bas b'cholov, but it won't be osa.
And you eat avela also. You can't eat avela.
100%. You'll definitely get malchus eating avela.
Yeah, you won't have additional malchus.
Correct. You'll get malchus from avela. But with regard to bas b'cholov, you won't get malchus for eating bas b'cholov because this was something that was already osa to eat even before you mixed up with cholov. It's a pela otzim. They asked this on the Kesef Mishnah. If the whole issa of bishul in the first place is only kedei to prevent achila, there's only an issa to cook so that you must not eat. But if, for example, there wouldn't be an issa to eat, then there can't also be an issa to cook. Because the whole reason why it's also to cook is because you're facilitating the eating. Over here, there's no issa to eat basa b'cholof. You're not allowed to eat it because of a different reason completely, because of nevela. But as far as eating basa b'cholof is concerned, that issa can't take effect. Well, how can there be an issa to cook it then? How can I be penalized for cooking basa b'cholof, whose entire issa, according to the Kesef Mishnah, is because you are now facilitating the aveira called achilas basa b'cholof? It can't happen over here. Achilas basa b'cholov can't happen because if you eat this thing, you'll never be over an issa. It's a nevela anyway. One issa of basa b'cholov can't land on the issa of nevela. Therefore, really, you should tell me.
But it's you still cooking makshava to eat it. It's your problem. You would like to have these two things cook and eat. Okay, something else there. But right now, you're cooking to eat.
I want to suggest, Larry Michael. This is a kasha that they ask. The Tzofnos Paneach asks a similar kasha on the Kesef Mishnah from a different Gemara. And I think the answer
is this Rambam is basically against the Kesef Mishnah.
It seems to be. And the Kesef Mishnah, by the way, was saying his whole shtickle theory in the Rambam. Right. The Rambam was the one who said, don't cook, kal v'chaymer don't eat. Yes. Says the Kesef Mishnah. You know what the Rambam means, kal v'chaymer? Because the whole cooking is kedei not to eat. Over here, there's no issa to eat basa b'cholov because it's also because of nevela. So how can there possibly be an issa to cook? I think that is the answer to the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, who's telling us this chiddush that the issa of bishul is to prevent achila, means it's true. If it's not shaykh that this bishul should create an issa achila, then it won't be an issa. So, for example, on less than a kazayis, there's no issa achila of basa b'cholov, at least minat Torah, besides the chatzi sheh. So then the Kesef Mishnah might well say, fine, okay. If you cook up less than a kazayis, you're not facilitating an issa achila of basa b'cholov, there's no issa of bishul. But if you are facilitating an issa, it's just a side technical issue that doesn't allow the issa to take effect. But it's the type of bishul of the Torah asset. If you cook, for example, less than Michael Ben Drasoi, if you cook less than a kazayis, then the bishul inherently is not that bishul that can ever transport you to an issa achila. The issa bishul itself is deficient because it's not possible that this type of bishul could ever arrive at an issa achila. It's less than a kazayis. It's a less than Michael Ben Drasoi. But in our case of the Rambam, it can bring you to an issa basa b'cholov. There's nothing wrong with this bishul. Kevi Rishon, hot, kazayis, mavushal, every mila. It's a technicality that it happens to be this piece of nevasa, it happens to be nevela. So you won't get malchus for it, so there won't be an issa achila. But there's nothing inherently deficient in the
eating.
In which case, Meirav Raboisai, back to our Ramah, we now understand Kivega's kasha. Kivega said, what was from Kivega's kasha? The Ramah says, don't mix the meaty water and the milky water together. Don't cook it up and give it to your animal because it's asa b'hanah. Says Rabbi Kivega, ooh, why is the Ramah discussing issa hanah? Why didn't he say it's asa to cook? So we said, no, over here there's no issa of bishul because you're not planning to eating, you're planning to give it to the animal. No, that's not a good teretz anymore. Because the fact that you happen to be planning to give it to the animal, that doesn't change my bishul. That's not a different type of bishul. The Kesef Mishnah is telling you not just a reason. He's come to be magdi on what type of bishul did the Torah ask him. The Torah asked her that type of bishul that could arrive at your at an issa achila. If you happen to cook it up, but you're planning to give it to your animal, is anything wrong with this bishul? You cooked basa b'chila, basa b'chalav. It's the type of bishul that could facilitate an issa achila. I happen to be planning to give it to my animal. That's from kivegas kasha. There should be an issa bishul as well. If that's the case, b'chayra yesh lodun. In the case of the Chabinarov and his chocolates, exactly the same. Chabinarov says, you can cook up the chocolates. Why? Because the Kesef Mishnah said, the only issa is don't cook it in order to eat it. Well, don't worry. Because over here, if I find that there's bas b'chalav in the chocolates, then I won't eat it anyway. Who says that's a teretz? You're cooking the bas b'chalav, which in theory enables an achilas bas b'chalav. You're planning not to. What was about to take basa b'chalav, a piece of basa, a piece of chalav, cook it up, and say, right, now I'm throwing it out. How you talking? You're not either issa bishul basa b'chalav? Of course you're either. I had a Kesef Mishnah said, no, the issa is don't cook in order not to eat. It's describing what type of bishul the Torah asks it. But that bishul which creates a new food called basa b'chalav is asa. When you're planning to give it to your animal, you're planning to throw it out as your element.
Right, now, can you have one example when it... permissible.
No, less than a chazayis.
Less than a chazayis, or you put kerosene here also.
Right. No, but if it's less than a chazayis, or less than machal ben rasoi, all those cases are not side technicalities. They are inherently problematic in the bishul.
Yeah. Okay, fine. But everything else, you never will find any example.
No, I'll give you a case. Okay. I'll give you a case, for example, in the case of the Hanukkah candle.
Please.
In the case of the Hanukkah candle,
right,
where you've got your wick in the butter,
right,
and the butter is now cooked in a meaty pot, so there was a question, is that called bishul bas b'chalav? Over there, that bishul is not possible to facilitate nachila, because it's disappeared, I'm burning it all up. I'm burning it up. Yeah, I light the wick, and the boiling process just evaporates it. What means if I take basa? This is a famous shayla, by the way. My uncle, who's a Rav in Bnei Brak, gave a shir about this once. Uncle had gone to Zanger from Manchester. He gave a whole Shabbos HaGadol drasha about this. When he said, you see the fires that go on in Bnei Brak before Pesach to put in their chametz. So people come with the whole kitchens, what they only throw in. So it's Nisaira Shailo, hang on. What happens if people are throwing in cholov and other people are throwing in basar, bishul basar b'cholov? So he based it on the Kesef Mishnah. Here the Kesef Mishnah is very good. Because if you put basar b'cholov in the fire, it's not a side technical issue that doesn't allow you to eat it. You're not creating food at all. You're just burning it up. It's true. It might be boiled together, but very inherently, it's a bishul that cannot transport you to achila because you're burning it up instantaneously. In the case of where I'm cooking it, I'm planning to give it to my animal. I'm planning on throwing it out. Or in the case of the chemical factory over here, I'm planning not to eat it at the end. There's nothing inherently wrong with a bishul. Therefore, it's not muchach b'chlav, that would be mutter.
But in the situation, this candle could be followed. You candle burning, it's create amount of something liquid which is supposed to be burned, and it takes 2 minutes to.
Oh, to evaporate. Okay.
Then something happens with your candle.
Very good.
You have food.
100%. So that was in this burning. In the case of the bonfire, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, the bonfire.
No, even in that case,
also,
if you put something in a bonfire, it doesn't burn in 1 second. If you put bread in a bonfire, it doesn't. First, it gets a bit crispy, then it gets toast, then it gets burnt. So there was a stage where it was cooked, and then only afterwards got burnt. So maybe again, that's right. Considered. Yeah,
they
very good choice
to get rid of it.
That's what we're saying. We're saying even the concept of Kesef Mishnah, it's not the machshava that's playing the role, it's the inherent deficiency in the bishul.
You don't have food.
This bishul creates possible cholov. Just what? I'm planning not to take it out of the fire and to leave it in the fire, it'll get burnt afterwards. Very nice, but you cook possible cholov. So you have to know, that would be a very good shayla. Yeah, 100%.
Just to come back on that, Michael, there's kerosene at the top. What if when you're doing food with your dog, whatever, and you put meat and milk stuff, but the stuff is no human being could ever eat this. A dog could eat it.
Then you're right, there's no issa anyway. There's no issa anyway. If it's not shayach to eat, the Gemara says it has to be roh la'achilas ger.
Yeah.
We learn it from a pasuk.
Right? So
there won't be an issa. You're 100% right.
I had to have shayach. Pesach, that's cheese dog food. Yeah? Look up to buy a can of meat. But you better be careful. Maybe the can's got the meat that's been there's nothing less that. But that's not shayach. First of all, it's made it goyim. And secondly, it's never roh.
It's not roh la'achilas ger, it can't be an issa.
So,
if you now go and cook it up, viewers cook it up, the heter would not be because don't worry, I'm planning to give it on my dog. That's not the heter. The heter would be that it can't bring me to an achila. It's that bishle, it's not shaykh to bring me to an achila. Not because of a tie, again, not because of my machshava. Because inherently in the bishle. So, just besikum, if we just summarize what we said today. The kesef mishnah is mechadosh to us a gewaldige chiddush. That the whole reason why it's osa to cook basar b'chalav is kedei shelo yovei le'achol. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, don't worry, you find in many places, 17 places he found, that the Torah asks us one thing, a gzeira because of something else. Yichud, nozir, bali roye, bosu b'cholof. We explain that in light of the case of Mishnah, that Shabina Rav was matter these chocolates. Because when you cook in the factory, even if it has bosu b'cholof at the end of the day, you're not planning on eating it. We said similar, that would be the terrace to the Ramah. When the Ramah says, you're cooking up bosu b'cholof, but you're throwing it to the dogs, it sounds like there was no issa bishul. And Kivega wanted to know why not. We said, yeah, because you're not planning on eating it. We said, the shir is kazayis, machal ben drosoi, ein bishul acha bishul. All the halachas of achila seem to pertain to the issa of bishul, which fits very well with the kes of Mishnah. We said, if you put a Hanukkah candle in the bosu b'cholof, that's not a problem of bishul bosu b'cholof, because you're never going to eat it, it's just going to burn up. We said, what about the Rambam? The Rambam says that if it's osa to eat because it's an avela, so ein issa of basar b'cholav will not be chal on the issa and avela. So you won't get malchus for eating it. So why did the Rambam say you get malchus for cooking it? I'm cooking it without ever bringing me to an issa of achila. The answer is we're saying the kesef ish is not simply saying it's toila on my machshava. If I'm not planning on eating it, then it doesn't matter. He didn't mean that. He said the nature of the bishul is that it's a bishul that creates achila. So it's true. The yesoid of the issa is lo yseicha. That's the main issa. But the nature of the bishul is it's a bishul which facilitates that, which creates the achila called basar b'cholav. The fact that you plan not to eat it afterwards is totally immaterial. I'm giving it to the dogs. Very nice. I'm going to throw it in the garbage. Or even in the case of the Shabina Rav, perhaps. I'm going to cook it up, and if it has bas b'chol at the end of the day, well, don't worry, I won't eat it.
You'll never ever eat that sample.
Yeah, in the doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's only a technicality that I'm planning to throw it out, or I'm planning not to eat it. Very nice. That's all machshavis. The Kesef Mishnah wasn't telling you a chiddush in machshavis. He was telling you a far more fundamental chiddush in the type of the bishul. A bishul that cannot create bas b'cholav is awesome. A bishul that can create bas b'cholav is osa, even if you're not planning to eat it. You can say that's planning a curse of Mishnah.
Yes. It's very good.
What was the problem with the Eivim and Achai in the book? Is the Eivim and Achai, is that an Issa Hanah?
It's not Issa Hanah, but it's osa for Goyim as well. One Hashem misses an Inayah.
So you can't
give it to the Goy. Yeah. So the original Psak.
And it's something that wasn't a bottle.
Yeah. So the original Psak was, you can't give it to a guy because I'm being nana from Bas B'Cholav. Some say that's a mistake. It's not Bas B'Cholav, it's only Bas Drabana, it's Mutabana. He says, no, he's right. You can't give it to a guy for a different reason because he's not allowed to eat Eiv Menachai. So the Emma says it's not so posh.
It doesn't grasp straight away, so it's not Eiv Menachai, it's basically
because, no, there's a whole discussion. Does Eiv Menachai have to be an Eiva Min Hachai? The Gemara talks about, once you've got a tiny, tiny little bird, so small you could swallow the whole thing alive. If you eat the whole thing, you're Eiv Menachai? So the Gemara says, Machalik, because my one opinion says no. The nature of Eiv Menachai is it has to be an Eiva which separated from the Chai. If you ate the whole bird, nothing separated from the Chai. The chicken fell into the thing. So, no Ava came out. Yeah. Like, what are you going to say? Yeah, but Blias came out of the Issa, out of the animal. The animal in its entirety is not yet Issa Ibn Achai. At what stage does the Issa Ibn Achai take effect on an animal? One mandama says as soon as he's born. Another one says, no. When an eva is detached. Eva min hachai.
And so you disagree with the sacrifice.
No, it's not magic that the pre-Yitzchak already quotes this from Sefer, and he says it. Teilom, two mandama in the Gemara. There's one mandama, you can't say there's bliyas from eva min hachai. It's not yet eva min hachai.
It's not yet eva min hachai.
So then it's just a nevela, and then you could give it to a guy. Yeah, it's not bosbuchalo. It's not for you. For you to eat, because Bosa Oath, Machalav is also there's no Samos, so you give it to a goat. The whole psaki is complicated. That's why they talk about how can you hold a hot piece of meat in your hands. Is there Eva Menachai on Bosa Odom? If I cut off somebody's finger and I eat it, am I Eva Menachai? The Shaila and the Rishayim. If you hold a boiling piece of meat, so this meat is hot enough to take blias out of your finger. So you got blias for even a chai. Don't tell the chassidim. Because there's the Shaila.
But didn't we just say that the chai
was? Didn't we say
the eiver was not separated?
Some safer story is the makoyer of this whole.
But the eiver was not separated from the man. So
that's a shaila. Yeah. As long as it's not severed, maybe there's no yet. It's a boss of a chai. There's other shailas, a chai is not mafle.
But also.